This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: new government is said to be formed in Manipur with former minister Y. Kim Chan Singh elected as leader of NDA Legislature Party. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma says proposed underground rail link along strategic Chicken's Neck corridor will ensure secure transportation route connecting the Northeast. Meghalaya boost reverse buyer Seller Meet 2026 in Shillong with participation of more than 25 international delegates from over 16 countries. And now the news in detail. Former Minister Y. Kim Chan Singh was elected as a leader of the NDA Legislature Party in Manipur yesterday, paving the way for the formation of a new government with him as a chief minister. Nimchan Kibgen, a woman Kuki leader and former minister, is likely to be the deputy chief minister in the new government. The BJP Legislature Party of Manipur elected 62-year-old Singh as its leader at a meeting held at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by 35 of 37 BJP MLAs besides the party central observer Tarun Chugh, BJP Northeast in charge Sambit Patra and BJP State President A. Sharda Devi, among others. Two BJP MLAs who did not attend the meeting were unwell. Another meeting was also held at Manipur Bhavan, where MLAs of the NDA constituents in Manipur, 6 National People's Party, 5 Naga People's Front and 3 Independents, along with BJP legislators, were in attendance. Manipur has been under President's rule since February 13, 2025, after Biren Singh resigned as Chief Minister following months of ethnic violence in the state. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday said that the proposed underground rail link along the strategic Chicken's Neck corridor in West Bengal will ensure a secure transportation route connecting the Northeast. Sarma, in a post on X, that the strategic vulnerability of the narrow strip of land should have been addressed in the aftermath of 1971. For decades, the Chicken's Neck has been used as an intimidation tactic by anti-national forces both within and beyond our borders. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw had stated that plans are afoot to lay underground railway tracks along the 40-kilometer strategic corridor and also make the existing tracks four-line. The strategic corridor, called the Chicken's Neck for its shape, is sandwiched between Nepal and Bangladesh, with Bhutan and China a few hundred kilometers away. The Reserve Buyer-Seller Meet 2026 was inaugurated yesterday in Shillong, marking a major milestone in Meghalaya's effort to connect local enterprises with local market. Inaugurating the two-day event, Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma emphasized that the focus of the meet should be on real trade outcomes and long-term partnerships rather than symbolic memorandums of understanding. On the occasion, the Chief Minister also launched the Mega Rise project under the RAM scheme and the Ministry of MSME aimed at strengthening the MSME ecosystem through competitiveness, value addition, capacity building and improved market access. The event has drawn more than 25 international delegates from over 16 countries, and the international buyers represent diverse sectors such as agri and food processing, handlooms and handicrafts, textiles, bamboo and wood-based products, honey, spices and herbal and wellness products, and value-added consumer goods. The 13th edition of the joint military exercise Khanjar between India and Kyrgyzstan began at Misa Mari in Sonitpur district of Assam yesterday. The 14-day-long military exercise aims to enhance interoperability between the special forces of both the nations, with a focus on joint operation in urban warfare and counter-terrorism scenarios under the United Nations mandate. The Khanjar exercise will further strengthen bilateral defense cooperation and deepen the enduring military partnership between India and Kyrgyzstan. India's Elite Parachute Regiment and Kyrgyzstan's Scorpion Brigade will practice advanced skills such as sniping, room intervention, building clearance, mountains, craft and specialized counter-terrorism drills. Mizoram Minister Lal Ding Lova Mar had announced that the Labour Employment Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Festival will be held from the 10th to the 14th of this month, featuring a wide range of handicrafts produced by artisans from across Mizoram. During the interaction with journalists at his office, the minister said the festival is envisioned as a platform to foster collaboration between agencies under the Mizoram government and the central government. He also highlighted initiatives to organize a state-level special vendor development program where several central public sector undertakings and agencies, including the National Highways and Infrastructure Corporation Limited, Power Grid Corporation of India, Northeast and India Frontier Railway, and expected to participate in the program. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state is steadily progressing in various sectors, including education, health, tourism and information technology. He stated that over the past 8 years, Tripura had received as many as 347 awards at the national and regional levels, reflecting its overall development. Dr. Saha made these remarks while inaugurating the third regional workshop of Niti Aayog's State Support Mission at Agartala yesterday. He further highlighted that the state government is working with a clear vision to ensure sustainable and inclusive growth with special emphasis on innovation, infrastructure development and people-centric governance. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has welcomed the India's US trade agreement, describing it as a step towards strengthening the strategic partnership and benefits the both economies. Rio said that it will ease pressure on Indian exporters' boost competitiveness and further strengthen the strategic partnership benefiting both economies. The Entrepreneurship Development Institute, Jodh Papun Pare District, inaugurated its first batch of 6 days residential entrepreneurship skill development program yesterday. In his address, Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Labour and Employment, Niyato Dukam, emphasized the importance of numerous skills development initiatives launched by the state government aimed at empowering the youth of the state. He encouraged the participants to complete the training, highlighting its importance in their entrepreneurial journeys. The Nagaland Directorate of Economies and Statistics will conduct a special drive for online registration and digitization of old manual birth and death certificates across the state from the 5th to the 20th of this month. During this period, citizens with old manual birth or death certificates may approach the concerned registrars to have their records officially registered and digitized. For assistance or queries, individuals may contact the helpline number 700-5404-269 during office hours. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu yesterday emphasized that the role of the media is extremely important in strengthening democracy in the country and the state. The governor was addressing the State Journalist Felicitation Program held at the Tripura Legislative Assembly. Highlighting the responsibility of the media, the governor stated that by constructively pointing our shortcomings of the government, performing duties with dedication and integrity and upholding freedom and expression, journalists play a vital role in reinforcing democracy. During the program, 21 journalists and photojournalists were felicitated in recognition of their contribution to journalism. To promote accessibility and inclusive communication for persons with hearing and speech impairment in Arunachal Pradesh, a 3-day sign language training workshop commenced yesterday. Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, Kento Gini, who attended the program as a chief guest, emphasized the importance of sign language in bridging communication gaps and ensuring equal opportunities for persons with disabilities. He also stressed the need to build trained human resources in sign language to meet the growing demand. Nagaland will host the Under-13 Asmita Zonal Football League 2025-26 for the East Zone at Chimukedema Football Stadium from tomorrow. The league aims to promote grassroots football and identify young talent. Currently, zonal leagues are being conducted across 4 zones, North, South, East and West. The East Zone includes Tripura, Assam, Mizoram, Sikkim and hosts Nagaland. Winners and runners-up from each zonal league will advance to the national round of the Asmita Football League 2025-26. Before we close the headlines once again, new government is said to be formed in Manipur with former Minister Y. Khemchand Singh elected as the leader of NDA Legislature Party. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma says proposed underground rail link along strategic Chicken's Neck corridor will ensure secure transportation route connecting the northeast. Meghalaya holds reverse buyer-seller meet 2026 in Geelong with participation of more than 25 international delegates from over 16 countries. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Geelong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.